Hello, and thanks for joining us for Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and very first I want to tell you that there's a new post on the Mormon Channel blog about listening to the Mormon Channel during the holidays and what kind of music we will be streaming during Christmas time in the holidays. So you can check that out again on mormonchannel.org on the Mormon Channel blog. Well, today we have a new theme of strengthening the family and having love at home. And for a lot of people, especially members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, sometimes it's easy to just instantly think of that hymn, Love at Home. Whenever that phrase is mentioned, that's a hymn that a lot of us grew up singing and hearing a lot. So we want to talk about how having love at home is something that really has to be practiced daily. It's not something that just comes easily in a lot of ways. It's something that we need to make a conscious effort to do every day in our homes. One of the ways that we can instantly set a tone in our home is by playing or singing hymns, and they can aid with creating a more loving environment within our homes. And we have a series at the Mormon Channel that explores the unique history of hymns. And we're going to take a few minutes to listen to the history of Love at Home. Go ahead and listen in.
We feel a curiosity about McNaughton's home life, for in the words of the hymn, Love at Home, he draws such strong, gentle pictures of what a true home should be, that we cannot help but wonder what model he drew from, as well as what depths there were within his own heart. As J. Spencer Cornwall stated in his Stories of Mormon Hymns, this song is a tender lyric in praise of the home where love dwells. The author here recognizes the wide influence of the home, where individuals learn the first lessons of Christian life. Paul Cardall's piano solo performance of Love at Home underscores our story now. One of the scripture verses chosen in the hymn book to complement and support the lyrics of Love at Home comes from Mosiah chapter 4, verses 14 and 15. And ye will not suffer your children that they go hungry or naked, neither will ye suffer that they transgress the laws of God, and fight and quarrel one with another, and serve the devil, who is the master of sin, or who is the evil spirit which hath been spoken of by our fathers, he being an enemy to all righteousness. But ye will teach them to walk in the ways of truth and soberness. Ye will teach them to love one another and to serve one another. And from Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 9, live joyfully with the wife whom thou lovest all the days of the life of thy vanity, which he hath given thee under the sun. In the mid-1800s, the home was still considered the sacred cornerstone of society. Stringent rules existed to surround and safeguard it. For a woman, housework alone required enormous physical effort, and women generally rose early and retired late, often sewing or mending by candlelight, completing those tasks the day demanded. Though a woman might at times chafe against the fact that all her time and energies were possessed by her family, she generally had within her a vision of the nobility of her work. The Reverend E.J. Hardy wrote in Manners Maketh Man in 1887, sweetness is to woman what sugar is to fruit. It is her first business to be happy, a sunbeam in the house, making others happy. True, she will often have a tear in her eye, but like the bride of young Lochinvar, it must be accompanied with a smile on her lips. This was, by the way, a standard expected of good men of the day, as well as of women. Brigham Young wrote that he kept his sorrows to himself and hoped and expected that he would carry them with him to the grave. Women were also proud of their domestic skills. It was mealtime that brought hard-working families together, and in addition to culinary skills, the ability to excel in quilting, needlework, sewing, even flower arranging and music, offered opportunities for women to express their most tender feelings in tangible form. Men took seriously their role as head of a household, as well as their responsibility to provide for a large family. Children recognized the authority of the father, and this led to order in the home. Even though this order might be chafed at from time to time, the Mormon Tabernacle Choir and Orchestra at Temple Square performed their version of Love at Home.
Thank you.
sure you can think of a time in your life when a hymn has really touched you or struck a chord or maybe set the mood or the tone for an experience, whether it's in church and sacrament meeting, or maybe it's a hymn that was played at a baptism or a baby blessing or something that was very significant in your life. But I can think of many times when in a sacrament meeting a musical number will be played or a hymn or something, and it just hits you just right in the right spot. So music is one way that's really easy to invite a spirit into our homes and also into our hearts. Well, Martin Luther said, "Beautiful music is the art of the prophets that can calm the agitations of the soul. It is one of the most magnificent and delightful presents God has given us." Thank you so much for listening. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.